Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from The Hidden Happiness by Stephen Berrien Stanton, published in 1919. Many are the beings in us that are never born. Many the lives beating their wings against our bars, seeking a freedom that we forbid. Until some enthusiasm is unleashed within us, we do not realize how partially, how timidly we have lived. No longer let us keep our true selves under lock and key, tight-fistedly doling out our time and energy, but freely give it out, that at last we may attain full size. The unemployment of faculties in any quarter brings misery and distress in its train. Full employment is a prerequisite to both spiritual and economic welfare. The inactive soul atrophies. We are used up not by what uses us, but by what wastes us. Variety of work makes us untiring, just as we never weary of nature's greenery. Time brings fulfillment only to that which fills time to the full. There need be no fear of outcome when all our powers are engaged. Whatever mode of life gives play to our largest interests is our proper field of endeavor. We are cut out for the career that inspires our enthusiasm. If we have been our most, we shall have done our best. The blockade of our true selves on any avenue blocks at the same time a long line of waiting development, unfulfilled duties, and desires that keep from us an undreamed happiness beyond. What does not induce dams up. Lack of education is life imprisonment. Unless we surmount, we cannot pass on, but are detained ever on the unhappy side of life, rebuffed. All acts, by creating a new situation and outlook, take us unexpectedly forward, making some former impasse passable. Experience is continually illuminating the dark spots of our philosophy. Few problems reach their solution until some practical reason precipitates it. We need just the push forward that fate gives us, because left to ourselves, we often shrink from our best fortune. The deficiencies of our experience are reflected in our philosophy. Any narrowness of vision or cowardice of attitude is felt to the remotest borders of our outlook on life. Only the high-souled have sound judgment, for most error is due to some self-limit. So let us see to it that nothing good in us goes unexpressed. Every right impulse given expression will pay dividends a thousandfold. Stagnation is to encourage setbacks. We live the lesser life simply by starving our larger one. Once begun, tasks get done, and often without effort, without intention on our part to finish them. Interest and habit carry them along toward fulfillment. The first step sees the next another, and continues on to the goal. A person may live so that life becomes increasingly full and enjoyable, or lusterless and hateful. We often do not realize how the present is passing into that graveyard of consciousness, the past. As individuals, we are our own reward and punishment. The later years are payments for the earlier. The fashion of our lot, the degree of our fortune, is in the long run the story of character. Who, on judging their lives dispassionately, is not amazed how many of their troubles have their origin in themselves. Conversely, from what train of hardships does not every act well done, every situation bravely met, save us? All action acquires a moral flavor by reason of its mere physical penalties and rewards. It's a life and death matter every moment in the brute world. Why not equally so in the spiritual? The cumulative effect of victory and defeat makes even the minor skirmish momentous. Upon the link now added depends the soundness of the chain. Let us face each day as if it contained for us the greatest moment of dread or desire, as indeed casually it does. Consequence is a ribbon road of endlessness. Influence is unbroken. My deficiency, your stagnation, another's weakness, a fourth's downfall. Thus the world's evil is born. My act of courage, your encouragement, another's heroism, everyone's heightened ideal. Thus the world is uplifted. The composition of the key of life is more important than any particular note struck. The influence we create in the world comes from the inner radiance of all our acts, rather than the importance of any one. Genius is a mansion standing often empty and unillumined, while mediocrity is a year-long dwelling. The goal of life is imminent in each moment, each thought, word, and act, and does not have to be sought apart from these things. It consists in no specific achievement but the state of mind in which everything is done, the quality that is infused into existence. The function of you and I is not to attain an object, but to fulfill a purpose, not to accomplish, but to be accomplished. All great products have been byproducts. Self-expression rather than the production that followed is what creates immortal works of art. Instead of seeking for our activity and objective, we should seek a subjective. What we engage in should have as its reason, not an ulterior aim, but because it is I. Only then will others get from our every act a direct influence of our personality. Pursuits of self-fulfillment yield bountifully because they bear the impress of character. It is a far more personal tribute to be loved by others than to be honored. For honor may be paid to the merely serendipitous, but love is addressed to the essential person. Only those who touch the emotions obtain from the world a satisfying response. The spectacular fades. The intellectual is superseded. The heart is the one enduring parchment that perpetuates its page. To do or die is a Philistine's fetish. There is much noble immolation upon base altars. Many are the heroic sacrifices to the Moloch of success. If only the prize were awarded to the inward quality, rather than new transitory outward displays. Growth, not aggrandizement, is the index of progress. External tests take no account of the difficulties encountered. Fast or slow is determined by impediments as much as by powers. The train that speeds in the open is stalled outside the yards. From the standpoint of a large purpose, failure is an irrelevant fact. It is the tyranny of small, ulterior motives that trample time underfoot. Attention is allowed no dalliance. Everywhere people rush madly after the next train of thought or circumstance. Loss of a minute vexes them more than the waste of an hour. The world is deafened with the din of its speed, and is overspread by the shallowness of its breadth. Who is there to challenge the moment and call it to halt? The busy go on, and come do nothing, not realizing that what we hurry through is more important than what we hurry to. It is not more things that we need, but more in them. We are overburdened by trifles. The sole advantage of experiences is the impression they make. Like rains, they do us no good unless they come gradually and sink in. Better few, but their full enjoyment. In the blur of events, nothing is noticeable. The more friends, the less friendship. Only what is infrequent is deeply felt. Greed forgets that quantity costs quality, size, flavor. The present is here to open our eyes, ears, and senses, and is always easy and restful, while the past and future are abstractions, and therefore an effort. Let us retain the exquisite wine of life on our tongue, relishing its celestial bouquet, not gulping it grossly down. Let us linger over, make larger, longer, fuller, the passing minute, the immediate occasion, the present thought. In the scramble of life, what occasions of delight are lost? What opportunities of joy overlooked? Nothing can compensate for what we have missed on the way. There is packed in the smallest detail of existence a wealth of meaning, a tradition of experience. The largeness of life is in the content, not the extent. There lives in each passing moment a permanent element which constitutes the whole significance of life. And to perceive and perpetuate that is the age-long striving of the artistic life, the one which is open to us all. Somewhere within this mean, partial world of ours, greatness awaits an awakening. Else it could not emerge occasionally in flashes from the whole. However trivial the items of existence, there marches up ever a grand total. The fortuitous outcome of individualism, like that of all natural forces, takes on a beauty when viewed at a distance. In today's petty trials, we can still view divinity. The sordid acts of humanity cannot sully the sublime. Though the hand of the harpist sweeps across mere strings, yet there is celestial music. By living the ideal, we make it real. We respond to beauty and goodness wherever and in whomever they are met. We not only live in paradise ourselves, but make the world one. Everyone who dares to live their true self calls out the truth in others. You have within yourself such a heaven as makes vulgar facts paltry, worthless pursuits impossible. For you will be living in an enchanted region, a magic interior land of the mind.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.